Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, and if you don't, please do, because it's the best way to connect with me, especially either commenting if something resonates with you or sending me a DM. I love it. Anyway, that's not why I was saying it. If you follow me on Instagram, then you will know I was in London last week for a few days. I was at an event, which I'm going to come on to in a second. I went away with my business partner, Julie, and Mart, who some of you may know from Canny Crystals. And it was such a lovely few days. Now, I booked it. Oh, when did I book it? May, June, maybe June time. And after I booked it, I realized it was literally my son's birthday, the day that I'd be coming back, which wasn't ideal, but he had a lush birthday. Anyway, we opened his presents on the Tuesday. His birthday wasn't until the Friday, and he had his party on the Saturday. And oh my God, like everything was just perfect for him. Like the Saturday was just, do you know what? Organization, like I know you'll know this, right? But organization is so key to not dropping any of the balls, because last week was a juggle, especially for my husband as well. So big shout out to him, because he was relying on my mother-in-law to help with school pickups. And unfortunately, she was so poorly last week, so he had to kind of manage it all on his own. And not only did we get through all of that, but we also had an amazing party for him on the Saturday. And it was lovely. We went snow tubing, which is where, like, it was the dry ski slope down at Silksworth. Silksworth? Anyway, it's down Sutherland Way if you're up in the northeast. And we had these big, like, tubes. You know, like what you'd be on if you were going on a lazy river kind of thing, if you were at a water park, those kind of round blow-up tubes. It was like that. I know, like a rubber ring. That's probably a bet. They call them tubes, but essentially it's a rubber ring. A rubber ring, and you sit on it and you fly down the dry ski slope. And it was lovely. Like it was a nice, cute, we only invited like a handful of people, but the parents got involved and it was really, really nice. And I honestly can see us doing that again, like next year. Yeah, it was really, really good. And his cake was lush. Like, so yeah, I'm feeling pretty, pretty good. And my business hasn't suffered with us being away for a few days, and I've managed things and juggled them like an absolute pro. So I'm totally patting myself on the back. And we did. We had a great time away. And it was lovely just to be away and kind of reset things and get a different perspective on it. Because I think a lot of the time, if you are somebody, or even if, do you know what, even if you're working in an organization, whether you are an entrepreneur who works by themselves, or whether you're somebody who works in an organization, I think it's good to take a few days out. And I've never done that before. So when I worked in my previous job, well, one, I was away all the time. So I was always kind of like on trains and planes and in the car. And I never do that now. I literally come to the office. And don't get me wrong, I love my office. So that's not me complaining. I absolutely love it. But I never get that kind of interacting with different people and throwing ideas about. And we used to do that all the time at Top Man, you know, like we'd have strategy days and we'd have team away days and we'd do crazy things. Like this one time we went to, oh God, what's it called? We went to the New Forest and we did, is there a game called Wipeout? A game show or a show on TV where it's called Wipeout and they're in the water and they're on those inflatables. We did something like that in wetsuits and things, and it was so good. And then we did one where we had like a Dragon's Den kind of thing where we all had to come to the table with ideas, and our head of department was there, and like they would say whether it was a good idea or not, or whether they'd buy into it. And we were doing all that by sitting next to a pool down like in London, and it was a really hot day. And we did, honestly, I'm so privileged that I got to do stuff like that while working in a high street brand, because I know it's just not like that now. But I digress. One thing that it made me feel while I was down in London, And I had a moment, and I was telling Mart about this. I had a moment where I was spent the first day. Like, it didn't feel, you know, abnormal for me to go to something like this. It felt like I was putting on an old pair of shoes, you know, that I'd done stuff like this before, going away to an event and kind of making notes and getting the cogs working again. But there was a moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm doing this on my own merit. Like, this is my business that I'm coming for. And it's my business that's paid for the train tickets and the hotel and, you know, and the whole event itself. And it felt so lovely. I can't tell you. It was a real moment for me. And I was smiling a lot. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And we got loads. I was counting back today. I made 15 pages worth of notes. Now, we'll come back to that because this is connected a little bit to the reason why I went to the event. So the reason why I went to the event is because, Mart said he was going first of all, and he was guessing who the speakers were going to be. And I booked the tickets, to be fair, not knowing who the speakers were going to be. And then we found out that the speakers were, the two headline speakers were Fearne Cotton and Mo Gawdat. Now, I hands down went to that event for Mo Gawdat. My life changed after listening to a podcast that he was on. So most of you will have heard it. It's an episode that I get the students in the academy to listen to because it's exactly what we do in Unbreakable Mindset. So when I listen to that podcast and Stephen Bartlett opens that podcast with, this is going to be a life-changing episode. You will think differently after this. You know, this will absolutely transform. I'm absolutely paraphrasing here, but he says it's the best episode he's ever done, and it will change everyone and how they think and things like that. And I was so excited, and I thought, oh my God, I can't wait to hear this episode. Like, it was really bigged up. And afterwards, after I'd listened to it, I thought, oh God, well, that's what I do with my clients. Like, that is the work that I do with my clients. And then it hit me that the framework that I'd created was not something I'd been given in my coaching diploma. And it was definitely not something that other coaches were using to get the results that I get with my clients. And my clients do get unbelievable results. They go on to tell their friends and family about me, you know, a lot. Like, you'll know, I don't have that many followers on Instagram, and I am always fully booked with clients because of the results that they get. They go on, they shout about me, I get tons of referrals. And I thought, you know what it is? I have something here. I have a framework that gets these results that not many other people are using. And then it hit me, I need to set up an academy and to share this with other people, other students who are wanting to become coaches, so that they not only get a certification, but they also get the transformational results that I get with my clients. So popping that to one side for now, that is why I was so excited to go down to see Mo Gawdat in person. And luckily, Mart is very much like me, like eager beavers. We had like access all area tickets. We were waiting. So what that meant was is that we could get into the venue before anyone else, so we could hand pick our seats. I mean, there was a lot of other benefits as well of being an access all areas tickets. So we'd queue from like 8:30 in the morning. The doors opened at 9 so that we could get a seat. And every day for the 2 days, we had front row seats. I was buzzing that he was like-minded like me and he wanted to be first in. So that was really, really good. And I loved that. But as I said, the whole 2 days was so lovely. And it really inspired me to come back and to have a bit of a rethink and a reset. And, you know, we're rewriting our strategy for the other business now in terms of what that looks like. And it was just lovely. It was lovely to get that inspiration. And I really want to pass that on to you in this episode. Because if you are already tapped out of 2023, I want to bring you back in. I want to bring you back to the moment and get you realizing that actually you still have 4 good weeks left of 2023. And I don't want you to tap out. I want you to be seeing this last month as a one of growth still, as a one where you can achieve something, where you can put things in place and you can put the wheels in motion. Because do you know what? You've still got 1/12 of 2023 left. You've still got 4 weeks out of the 52 left. There are still things that can be done. There are still things that you can take action over and get inspired and get excited about. Now, over the 2 days, there were loads of different speakers. It was back to back. There was about, God, I can't remember. I think on each day, there was probably about 6 speakers, I'm guessing here. I should totally know this because it's on a handout that I've got in my bag. And they did a bit of a Q&A with a few business owners. And there was a business owner who'd done unbelievably well in his business. Like, I think he's got about 1,600 staff. Again, I might be making those numbers up. I can't remember. I didn't make a note on that. But one thing that I took away from what he said, and he was very, what's the word? Kind of playing it down his results, right? Entrepreneurs tend to have a tendency to overinflate their results to make themselves sound better. And if anything, he was underplaying his results. That's when you know someone is a huge success, when they underplay what they've actually achieved, because they're just content, they're happy in what they're doing, they don't need to overinflate it. And he was really low key with how he gave you information. Like, he wasn't standing there going, look at me, look how amazing I am. This was just a quick comment that he made. And I thought it was so powerful because it's just not how I think. He said, now are you ready for what he said? Stretch your goals and you'll find a way if you're committed. And honest to God, it was like, it was a throwaway comment. It wasn't something that he'd like prepared or quoted. It was just in conversation as he was on stage. And I did go up to him later on and said, oh my God, that will be my key takeaway from the whole 2 days. Stretch your goals and you'll find a way if you're committed. Now that eradicates any limiting beliefs. It kind of takes away the fear because you're so focused on, oh my God, how amazing would it be? And then it's the goal, isn't it? And you're excited and you're passionate. And I had to pause the podcast as I was recording it because I had to jump on another meeting with one of our tech guys, and Julie was on the call as well. And afterwards we jumped on a call, and it's just crazy to think how small I used to think to how big I'm now. It doesn't even, I don't have that fear anymore. I feel like I've got over that hurdle and now it's just exciting. And I just wonder if you could go back over your vision board or your goals for the year and use the next 4 weeks to stretch them slightly, right? Stretch those goals just a little bit. And then think about, what are you committed to? So within those goals, what are you going to commit to taking action on? Now, it could be that action is brainstorming, that action is ideas, that action is looking at the components that are needed to be able to pull your goals into fruition. And these don't have to be business goals, they can be personal goals. But I would invite you to not just throw the towel in for the rest of 2023, to actually look at stretching those goals for the next 4 weeks, immersing yourself fully into the outcomes by getting getting a huge big bit of paper and just scribbling all over it. Like, what's the idea in the middle? What's the outcomes that you want? What are the actions that you could take? What are the things that you could be doing to get where you want to be? Now, they could be talking to a friend. They could be getting a mindset coach, a business coach. They could be going on 2 dates a week. Like, I don't know what your goals are, but you're going to have to do this work and just play around with it. Make it fun. Make it exciting. You know, the thing that holds us back the most is when we have those fears that override the outcome. So what happens if you make the outcome bigger than the fear? So then you just get excited about it, because wouldn't it be amazing if? I love that sentence. Wouldn't it be amazing if? And start to get really excited, because do you know what? Oh my God, will you hit 2024 running, literally running, rather than kind of having like a slow start and thinking about things. Like, you'll be so invested in what you want to achieve and how you're going to achieve it, that you will be past the starting point for 2024. You know, 2024 will not be the time you did X. It'll be continuing what you decided to really put your time into in December. Have an amazing week, everyone. I always love it if you drop me a DM and tell me how this episode resonated with you. And you know what I would also love is if you could share, and it could be one of the episodes that resonated with you, it could be my podcast in general, if you could share one of my podcast episodes with a friend, that in itself would double the amount of listeners that I get. Like, isn't that, and I want you to take that, like, that's nuts, isn't it, right? Like, that's how achievable things are. That if I just ask you to do one tiny thing, my listener numbers would double. I would get to send this message to 2 times the amount of people that listen now. Isn't that nuts? By just asking you to do one small thing. And those are the things that you could be doing on yourself. Just quickly, while I finish this, that was something that, if you've never read, it's a beautiful, beautiful book, and you should definitely try and get a hold of a copy if you want a good read. Jo Malone, who founded Jo Malone, her story, so her autobiography, is really, really powerful. And if you want some inspiration on starting from nothing and creating something unbelievable, her story is incredible. And I would honestly read that book again, but as always, I give my books away once I've read them, but I'd probably buy that again. I loved her story. One of the things she did when she, oh my God, again, I'm going to forget things and how they were said. But there's something where I think she asked each customer of hers, because I think this was a point where she really needed to kind of like increase who she was selling to, the products, or who she was giving, because I think she did facials at the time. And she asked each one of her clients, and maybe she had 10 clients, say. She asked each one of her clients to tell 10 people about her, right? So if she asked each one of her clients, and she only has 10 clients, and she asked them all to tell 10 people, she's now just got 100 clients. She went from 10 to 100. Like, that is the stuff that I want to leave you with from this episode, is that anything is possible when you start to focus on the outcomes that you desire that override the fear that you currently feel. Have an amazing week, everyone. And as always, I hope this landed exactly where it needed to. And do me that huge favor of sharing it with just one person, this podcast. And I'm going to thank you in advance.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedauntcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.